This is Twit.
Leo Laforte, the tech guy, and he is here, our hipster home theater geek, Mr. Scott Wilkinson. He is the expert du jour on all things TV and audio. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Leo.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How
your about your review of Foundation and the difficulty in hearing the audio was confirmed by our other co-host, Steve Gibson, who does Security Now. He says, I couldn't understand a thing. They're all mumbling. Mumbling.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to hear it
guys.
Wasn't just me.
Yeah, I think it's that lately these 5.1 mixes, they really mix down the vocals. Assuming, I think, that you have a center channel, and I found the best solution for us was just to boost the center channel a couple of dB.
Well, I did that. My center channel for Foundation is boosted 5 dB.
Wow. Wow.
And it's still hard to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, for all the, you know, foo-rah going on around spatial music, all the attention Apple's paying to that, I honestly think that 5.1 mixing and spatial mixing is a challenge, and a lot of people don't do a very good job of it. Just as when CDs came out for the first time and then later DVDs, the early attempts were just awful.
They were. They were terrible. I remember going to a CES when 5.1 music was just coming out, and there was a remix of an Eagles album, I forget which one, and it had the cowbell clanking at me from one of the surround channels, and it was just terrible.
Yeah. Sometimes they just kind of they're trying to overdo it so that you go, oh, wow, that's quite spatial.
Wow. It's like 3D,
yeah.
Right, where they stick just like something 3D. Out the screen at you, yeah.
And just so, as look, the jury is, this is, I think the I don't know if the jury's still out on 3D. I think 3D is pretty much accepted to be
it's
a failure.
Gone. Yeah.
I feel like spatial might be in that category. Look, there's a big difference between mono and stereo. I like stereo.
Yes.
There's
yes.
kind of some of, there is a difference similar between stereo and spatial, but not quite as much.
Well, and
movies, it makes a difference for sure.
It makes a big difference because you're immersed in an environment that you're seeing as well as hearing.
So we have, on our big projection, the 100-inch screen, we have a 5.1 surround. We don't have the Atmos, but we have the 5.1 surround. And then on the OLED, in a more intimate setting, we just have stereo. And honestly, I think they both sound fine. I've never felt like I need to have the surround sound. It still feels a little gimmicky to me. Stereo's fine.
In most cases, that's true.
Yeah. I guess, go to movie theater, that's different, you know. Anyway, I didn't mean to hijack your segment. What do you want to talk about?
That's fine. I wanted to talk about a couple of announcements that Amazon made this week. Or not this week, actually it was earlier in September. But they're coming to fruition this week or next week. They've announced, I don't know if we talked about this before, they announced that they are going to have some Amazon-branded televisions.
Yes. Yeah.
And
who's making those for Amazon? That's the question.
You know, we don't know for sure. We're pretty sure that it's TCL.
Yeah. And they're very, we should mention, the prices are very aggressive because they're kind of low-end. They're not No?
Well, we don't know if they're falled or not. They come in, there are two series. There's the low-end, what's called 4 series, which is very aggressively priced. It comes in 43, 50, and 55 inches. The 55 inches, $520. That is undoubtedly edge-lit. It'll do HDR10. It'll do high dynamic range, basic high dynamic range. But what's more interesting to me is the higher-end, what they call the Omni series, which will come in
That's the one that might have better quality, you say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It comes in sizes all the way up to 75 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And the 65 and 75 will have the ability to receive and understand and deal with Dolby Vision high dynamic range. And while I haven't been able to confirm it yet, I wouldn't be surprised if those were FALD, F-A-L-D, for full array local dimming.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. But, I mean, the prices are amazing. The 65-inch is $830. The 75-inch is $1,100. So that's pretty amazing.
And of course, they have Alexa, Amazon's Echo, built in because that's
correct.
A big part of this, right?
Correct. And, yeah. and they're based on Fire TV, of course, which is Amazon's smart TV platform.
I'm not a fan of Fire TV, mostly because it just seems to advertise Amazon Prime stuff kind of overwhelmingly. You know, it's all you see.
Yeah. I don't really use it, so I don't have that experience.
Yeah.
I should probably get one, a Fire TV stick.
Yeah, they're inexpensive. A lot of people use them because they're so inexpensive.
Exactly.
And the reason is Amazon's subsidizing, basically, these because they hope that you'll...
it's an advertising platform.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, but speaking of Fire Stick, they do have a new one of those coming out as well, a 4K. They call it the Fire TV Stick 4K Max.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it will do Wi-Fi 6, which is the latest version of Wi-Fi, which is faster and better. Of course, it has Alexa and all that stuff as well. And it'll do Dolby Vision and HDR 10 and HDR 10 Plus, for that matter. So, you know, they've got a bunch of new stuff. The thing that was most interesting to me was the Amazon branded TVs, and inexpensive at that. So they're getting into the TV game. Admittedly, as an OEM, well, they're sourcing them from someplace else. We think it's TCL. Although the press release,
and TCL is very affordable too. So $1,100 for a 75-inch though. That's a price leader. And you think it's going to be, since it does Dolby Vision, it probably does have some pretty good technology.
The specs do say direct LED. It doesn't say local dimming. So I don't know. I've been trying to confirm that. I've actually contacted Amazon. Haven't heard back yet.
Well, we'll know soon because they come out soon, right?
Yeah, end of October.
So we'll get to see
October 27th.
And the other of course, Amazon has cameras and the Ring doorbell and so forth. And so they'll work with those particularly well as well. You'll be able to see who's at the front door while you're watching TV with a little picture-in-picture, things like that.
And you'll be able to do Zoom calls on your TV. Yet another announcement they made that I thought was kind of interesting. They have this thing called the Echo Show.
Love the Echo Show. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got them up to 10 inches now, and soon they'll have a 15 incher.
That's a really interesting one to me.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And they're going to integrate Sling into it.
Yeah. Wow.
Sling TV.
That's the over the top live TV. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you won't need an antenna. That's really interesting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you add that to an Air, what is it, the Air TV, and you get over-the-air a DVR.
Hmm.
So.
That's really cool.
A lot of interesting things
really
coming
cool.
up. Yeah, I agree.
Well, I am excited. I have to say, I don't think I'll be running out to buy one, but I think that this might end up, we'll just review them when they come out. This might end up being a recommendation for people who are looking for a way to get into high-end TV at a low cost. But the reason the cost is low is because Amazon's,
They're going to push, and in particular, they're going to push Amazon Prime.
And I honestly think one of the reasons we see all the TVs now with smart TV functionality is because they're also selling marketing information about how you watch TV.
Absolutely.
And you can bet Amazon isn't selling that information, but keeping it.
But keeping it and using it.
And using it, yeah.
to their best advantage.
Not necessarily a problem in my mind, you know, but something to be aware of. That's all.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Scott Wilkinson, he writes about all of these matters at techhive.com. He's a contributor there and, of course, joins us every week to talk about home theater. Answer your questions, too, if you've got questions. Just come on by and ask them. In fact, Scott, you're going to stick around to the top of the hour. So if we have any TV or audio questions, I'll get them in the next 15 minutes. Leo LaPorte, the tech guy. Thanks, Scott.